When I talk with my one-on-one clients or those that go through my self-paced course, I will ask them typically one question. How do you think you learn to get over XYZ? And their response is usually something along the lines of, by going through it with a big question mark at the end. If they want to learn to trust people again, I have to encourage them and remind them that they have to start slow with being around people. If they want to learn to feel safe in their bodies, they have to learn to be uncomfortable first in their bodies. Therefore, to learn how to get through the fear of getting it wrong, we have to be willing to get it wrong. Maybe you're already saying, Jess, but I have gotten it wrong and it hurts and I hate it and here's where I am. I get it. But we don't want to make this proclamation, that this promise over our life that I'm never going to get it wrong again because this is horrible. Out of our fear of getting it wrong, we feel like then we're just constantly going to disappoint God. And so we just don't make a decision at all. If that's you, this episode is for you. If you have just felt so afraid to make a decision because you're afraid of getting it wrong. And maybe I can just break some things off of you today that it's pretty normal to think that you hear from God or make a decision and it not feel great, or the outcome might not be what we thought. We see it in scripture even. So hang with me through this episode as we begin to give you permission to make a choice today. Sometimes when we're in a season where maybe it feels like we're at a dark night of the soul, or things just keep getting maybe stripped away, or things that you just don't understand, that you want to understand, that you don't understand, but you're trying to faithfully walk through without having all the answers, this is where the paralyzation can easily come into play. And I think just even naming the experience can help, right? Where you replay decisions over and over. Maybe you're just worried about choosing the wrong thing. You are so afraid of making God upset. And you just feel like, I got to hear him perfectly, and you can't. I think so often this can normalize our experience. We see it in the Psalms, of wanting to understand or asking God how long or where are you. And I don't want to say it doesn't make you a bad Christian. It doesn't make you a bad follower of Christ. But we want to make sure that we don't stay here, that we're not staying in the fear or being paralyzed by doing something wrong. It can mean that you've learned mistakes are dangerous. Maybe things have happened to you in your childhood where you said something or you got hit by this, or your opinion just didn't matter. And so you become afraid to think for yourself, act for yourself. I get it. I get it. I myself have been in, it feels like this 2-year drought where there's been a lot of loss, a lot of loss of things, people, situations, relationships, but also loss of dysfunction, weight loss, positions. Like there's been a lot of loss, it feels. And it just kind of feels like the things just keep getting stripped away. And I'm like, all right, Lord, I don't know where you want me to go. And it can just feel scary to make a decision when you're in those kind of longer seasons where you're just trying to learn to have that contentment with godliness to have great gain, right? So for me, I think that, okay, Lord, I don't want to hear you wrong. I don't want to make the wrong choice. But I also know that even in a dark night of the soul, or feeling like there's just loss of all different kinds and you're grieving it at the same time, I also know I can't stay afraid to make a decision. And, you know, this is something that I spend a lot of time helping women kind of unravel inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, because I think fear makes it hard to discern God's voice. And so if you're having that hard time making a decision, make the decision today to get my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, where I can help you break free from spiraling thoughts that keep you stuck and help you learn emotional regulation rooted in truth. Now, kind of some of the phrases I said earlier kind of go along a side of these phrases where it reveals the fear. So you might say like, God, what if I choose wrong? What if this ruins his plan? Like you're afraid that you're just going to ruin everything that God has. You think that he's disappointed. You don't trust yourself. And then this is a really, really big one that I even see with my clients, whether it's one-on-one or inside of my courses, they need a sign. Then another sign, then another sign, or everything that happens to them, they take as a sign and they interpret it through their fear, not through faith. And I think that it's important that this is fear. This isn't about being a failure in life. It's about recognizing and naming it for what it is. Psalm 23, James 1, 5, God leads you. God gives wisdom generously. God does not punish his sheep, right? A shepherd does not punish his sheep for wandering. He gently guides them back. He brings them back. God is not grading your decisions. He's guiding your steps. Fear, faith. How are you leading into your decisions? I think the reason why fear can show up more is if we constantly grew up around criticism, because that has taught us that mistakes equal danger. Maybe even in your adult life, maybe your employer, a friend, a spouse, somebody that you dated, just kind of made you constantly feel like you didn't have the right answer. And it was just constantly critiquing you. So you just kind of learned, okay, what I have to say is not good. That's danger. If you have lived in maybe chaos, that means that you've also kind of lived in survival, and fear can show up and you will do anything to survive, right? If you've experienced pain, trauma, your brain will really overestimate the risk to make that decision to move forward. If you find your nervous system is dysregulated, you might find it hard to sense God's peace because it's your nervous system, not God, wanting to give you peace. And so there's a lot of things that can kind of go into this, right? It's about awareness. This is why I think that spiritual fear is rarely a spiritual issue, because most of the women that I work with are reading their Bibles. They are going to church. They are engaged in prayer, but they're just not seeing change. They're afraid. They're living in fear. So how are we connecting what's going on in our heart, in our lives, in our physical bodies? So that's why it's often an emotional or nervous system one that we need to bring God into. And this is some of the deeper work that we do inside of Untangle Your Thoughts, really just working through thought patterns, feelings, emotions, but being rooted and grounded in scripture and truth. Head to the show notes to click on the link so that you can get started on this too. Okay, here is the one small shift you can start to make. Instead of asking, what if this is wrong? Ask, what is the next right step I can take? Like I said in the opening, we actually have to be willing to get it wrong again and again, but keep moving forward. It's open hands, not the promises of, I'm so afraid, that hurt, I don't want to, you know, never have pain again. I think a lot of this can come down to control, because if you can't control an outcome, you will choose not to make a choice. If you can't control an outcome, you will choose to not make a choice. And we all know we can't control an outcome. We can't. God tells us to plant, to water, And he reminds us that he is the one that causes the growth. That means that outcome is his. We have a part to play in that, but God will always lead us in peace, not panic. God guides in gentleness, not urgency. God speaks in steps, not entire maps. So if you're waiting for God to give you a sign, if you're waiting for him to give you the whole plan, it's time to make a step, because you're not, we don't see anywhere in scripture really where he gives an entire plan, step by step by step. Especially when the people ask, he answers. You want to focus on what is the next right step. There are a lot of things that you might be praying for that is clear in scripture. You know, whether it's about a relationship or how to handle an argument or how should I be feeling or acting. Some of those are in scripture. Now, when it comes to should I take this job or when do I leave this relationship, we can look at very specific things in scripture about character or integrity or lying or any of those things and start to apply that to our situation. Meaning, is it first, what is first biblical about my situation that I can go in reference of what God is calling me or what he promises me in his word? I can take that and go, okay, looking at my situation, how can I then make the next right decision with what I have and what God is showing me right now? Because friend, like I said already, you're going to get it wrong. But wrong doesn't mean bad. It's not a failure if you make a decision that didn't lead to where you thought it would. Take the pressure off yourself. It's okay. Instead of asking, what if you get it wrong? What is the next right step you can take? Now, I want you to think about one decision that maybe you feel frozen in and ask yourself, what is one gentle step, right step that you can take? Not the whole decision, just one step. One step. I know that you probably are already thinking of something in your mind and you're like, I have been waiting for a sign or waiting to feel more peace. Sometimes we just need to take what has already been in our heart, the decision to take, but maybe we're too afraid to take. We need to take it so that on the other side, we can learn safety and know that it's okay and you can continue to heal and grow from it, no matter the outcome. If today's episode made you realize this fear of getting it wrong is bigger than you thought, you're not alone in this process. Again, this is exactly what I help women work through in my one-on-one coaching and inside of my course, Untangle Your Thoughts. If you're tired of feeling paralyzed by spiritual fear, then this is your next gentle step. Maybe not doing it alone. Maybe just making a step to invest in yourself. Head to the show notes, click on the link, and get started today. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.